on ABC Illawarra. This is Lindsay McDougall.
Have you ever considered becoming a foster carer? 50,000 kids each year in Australia need foster care, but the number of carers has been declining all over the place in recent years, including here in the Illawarra. The William Campbell Foundation operates foster care services across the Illawarra and Shoalhaven, and they're in desperate need of respite, emergency and full-time carers. Could it be you? Tony Ryan, the Foundation's Permanency Support Program Regional Manager, is with us. Hello there, Tony.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm all right. Why? How many local kids need foster care right now? And what are, I guess, some sort of uniform sort of backgrounds that these kids have?
Locally, we currently have 63 children across the Illawarra Shoalhaven that require a home. And they come from various locations in the Illawarra, and some are sibling groups, some are little children. We've got children between the ages of 0 and 17 that require support from foster families.
And not enough carers to take those children?
Not enough carers at this point in time, which is why we're putting the call out. Life is very busy. People have lots on, but we do find that foster children can fit really well into busy families, working families, families with children of their own. We have single carers, couples, we have young carers, we have more senior carers. So really a mix. It's what we carers bring to the table that's most important.
And what are these words, like the respite, carers, emergency? I guess that's fairly self-explanatory as is full time, but what are the different types of carers there?
So some of our respite care or our short-term care is really about an opportunity for children to potentially return home. So our goal for a lot of children and young people is when they're in care for a whole range of reasons, if they can't live at home, we'd like to support families to help them return home. So they might be for shorter periods of time, and that could be anywhere between a few weeks or it could be up to 12 months. And then we have longer-term foster care, and therefore children who it's been determined that it's not safe to return home and that there's no real viability at this point in time. We need to make long-term plans for them.
Right. Okay. So what happens for these kids if there are no carers available? What happens to these children?
I think we often see a lot of media attention around some of the poor outcomes for children who don't have stability and love. And we often see that they end up in more residential settings, or they even end up in high cost settings. And sometimes that is
the hotels.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And whilst if I was a kid being told that, I might think that it's quite a fun thing. It definitely looked pretty damaging, you know, on a one-on-one level for those kids as well. There are group home situations, that sort of thing, but it is not the same as having a family to call your own.
Yeah, exactly. And we want all children and young people to have normal experiences and to be able to grow up in a normal family environment and to be afforded the opportunities at school, sport, anything that we'd expect for our own children, we should want for children who are in state care, out of home care.
Yeah, of course. The children are children. Why do you think the number, like you talked about, busy lives and stuff, but are there, busy lives are not a new thing. I mean, there is also the rising cost of living as well, but why do you think the number of carers has been declining in recent years?
I think those two points you raised are significant. I also think there's a lot of myths out there that people think they can't be carers because they might be young, they might not have children of their own, they might be single. There's really no limits to expressing an interest in being a foster carer. And I think what we'd like to do is, if people wanted to contact us, to actually dispel some of those myths and help carers understand the supports we offer. We offer a lot of wraparound supports, which all children need, but in particular children in out-of-home care.
Is there also a perception, a misconception of the difficulty of becoming a foster carer? I mean, obviously we hear, people who just want to adopt, and that takes a long time as well. Is there a difference? Obviously, foster caring is different, but the process, the intrusion or all the checks and balances that, of course, need to happen into your private life. Tell me about that and whether there's a misconception there about how difficult it can be.
That is absolutely a misconception, and I think it's a lot to do with adoption. Adoption does take a long time, but to be a general foster carer, the process itself, we guide you through every step of the way. So it probably takes up to 6 months from start to finish, but that means there's lots of conversations that occur, there's lots of meetings that occur, and there's lots of opportunities for growth and development to help us match carers and children together. Mm.
What sort of support do carers receive from the foundation?
So carers receive the foster care allowance, which is a tax-free allowance that all foster carers get. In addition to that, we have our own clinical services, which help support children and carers in behaviour management strategies or helping them reach their full potential if they have disabilities or challenges. We have lots of programs that we involve our children in, including there's homework clubs. So we help children who often are in out-of-home care have missed a lot of school. So we help bring them up to speed with that. We have lots of programs to empower teenage boys and teenage girls as well as they navigate towards adulthood.
Talking about, you know, what happens in the alternative and people, children being placed in motels, caravan parks, hotels, that sort of stuff, rotating shift workers, the kind of stuff that was making the news for all the wrong reasons. A month ago, that was ended, or the government put out a press release that unaccredited emergency accommodation for vulnerable children has ended, which is important. But does that mean that the onus on organisations, big organisations, small organisations, yours, the William Campbell Foundation, is even more important to find, your work is more important, and to find these carers is even more important?
That's absolutely correct. I think it really has highlighted the need for more foster carers, because if we're really genuine about children growing up in a family environment, we have to do better as a community, and we have to come together. And we have great people in our community, and lots of people with big hearts, and that's a starting point. That starts the conversation.
And how long do carers look after these children for? Like, is it sort of, you know, until they move out of home? Is it, obviously different with different forms of care, but is it generally the people, you know, they're in the family and they're in the family forever?
Absolutely, that's the goal. And sometimes that leads to adoption or it leads to guardianship. We have young people that have are over 18 and they still live with their foster family. So they're absolutely become an integral part of the family and become one of the family over time.
That sounds lovely. Look, Tony, thank you for speaking to us. If people want to find out more about the William Campbell Foundation, they want to maybe look into becoming a foster carer, where can they go?
We have a website, William Campbell Foundation website, but we also have a phone number, 1300 000 923.